Initiative's website is big-lies.org. We will take questions after the next break at 800-313-9443. I think that with the Vietnam War, that it was about oil. In fact, the UN created the Economic Commission for Asia and the Far East in order to enter the oil exploration business, which they did big time in the South China Sea and in Vietnam. And of course, it did allow multinational corporations to go in there and set up cheap labor.
Well, yeah, but they could have done that without having any wars at all, couldn't they? They could have just negotiated. So, you know, I don't think that argument holds much water. We had a section on oil in Nuclize, and that's actually a very good topic for obfuscation, isn't it? I mean, the stuff is underground. I mean, for all you know, there might be, you know, 100 people who've got oil, who've got guaranteed oil on their land, but they're not telling anybody, because if they just wait, they'll make more money. So I don't count that as an argument. I think that's somebody trying to find an argument for a war, just ignoring the fact that, basically, I presume it was mostly Jews. I don't made money out of it. The trick really is to look at the situation before and after, and see what's happened, and assume in default of any other evidence that was the intention all along. And for example, with Kennedy's murder, I presume the whole point of that was this business with silver and paper money, wasn't it? I think that was a Jewish thing. And again, we got more of that stuff on Nuclize on the off-topic stuff, which of course is not directly relevant to nukes, but it's let me just talk about revisionists, the sort of psychology of people who get involved with this kind of stuff. There are, in my experience, I say about one in six of them is useful. Some of them are just don't understand the subjects or are too emotional or something like that. I'd say it's about one in six. I got into this really partly through the politics of Vietnam, but there's a friend of mine called Ivor Catt, who was very interesting. He collected a whole list of people who were sort of alternative, and this was before internet. I'm not quite sure how he did it. I suppose by writing around or something. And some of those were very bad. One of those was Harold Hillman, who was a biologist who got a very bad press. I've put some material on my website about him, including an interview. I've got a detailed, very long interview which goes through his whole life. It's a bit boring unless you want to know, you know, if you're a biographer, it will be useful. Via Ivor Catt, I got in touch with people, including a very good physicist as well, who wised me up on things like superfluid helium as a fraud. You know, there's a theory that if you cool helium down to a low enough temperature, it becomes superfluid. But his theory was that, like everything else, if you cool it down low enough, you get a solid. And since helium is an inert gas, you get, in effect, a very fine, probably the finest powder in the universe. And, of course, it can sneak its way through unglazed pots, that kind of thing. So he was very good. He had good theories about clouds as well. Anyway, there are some people who are good. You get some people who are try to get other people to work for them. I remember there was an organization called the Campaign for Academic Freedom or something like that. And they had a meeting, and they all sort of got together. And one of them said, well, what we should have is a showcase exhibit. And I would suggest my case, because it illustrates all the points. And sort of person B got up and said, well, I agree with that, but I think my own case is better. And eventually they just fell apart because they couldn't mutually support each other. And you also get people who stay in the same stuff for years and years, like AIDS, for example. I met a woman called Joan Shenton years ago.
All right. Yeah. We do have a break. We will be right back, and then you can tell us about her when we get back. Right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Ray West. His website is big-lies.org. You were talking about this woman that you met. Now, when you're talking about revisionism, are you talking about scientific revisionism?
Yeah, I'm using revisionism in a...
broad way?
I'm assuming it's a good thing. There is another use of the word revisionism, which is to suggest that it's, that people have looked at stuff. It's based on the idea of Holocaust denial. They call revisionists, baddies. But I'm assuming that it's a good policy. Even if you find nothing wrong with the stuff, a dose of revisionism. If you look at it, you check it out. You look at it, check it, and preferably go to the fundamentals, You look at the way people have got their information and see what you find, really. Joan Shenton is still working on AIDS. I mean, she had some TV programs in the 1980s, I think. I mean, I date that from 1984. I think that was a fraud. HIV/AIDS was a fraud caused by virologists wanting to make money. Basically, the war against cancer failed. It was Nixon's thing. War against cancer. They found no connections with viruses. But virology is an interesting subject because
I'd like to stick with the nuke situation because I think that's the most fascinating thing that you, well, one of the most fascinating things that you have on your website. And because we've all grown up thinking, okay, look what the United States did in Japan, at Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And I mean, the whole issue of nuclear power is pretty important.
Yeah, the nuclear issue is important. I'm not sure whether it was planned all along. You never know with these things, or whether it just sort of developed. But I think it was a post 1945 Jewish thing when they got, the fact they were able to swing this Holocaust thing and it's still going. I mean, 60, 70 years later, they've still got more or less a monopoly on this Holocaust business. Although
it's
been
pretty profitable.
It's profitable, but it's been exposed for years as well. And so, yeah, I do take the view myself. I think the whole scare about nukes was just, was, you know, BS.
To scare us? Okay. Instill fear in the population.
Well, it gets people to pay for defense, doesn't it? I mean, what is the proportion of, quotes, defense in the U.S. budget? I mean, it's like
50%. More than every other country put together. Probably more than that.
Well, an awful lot of it. It's just fake. I think one of the important things is to bear in mind is the productivity of modern technology. You know, you've got, motors, airplanes, all this kind of stuff. Very efficient stuff to dig and pack and move things around. And really, in a way, it's hard to see how you can keep everybody employed. I mean, if you believe in the work ethic, and you've got and you can produce everything that people want, and in a just a, with a corner with a small corner of the total effort available, then you're going to get frauds, you know. And I think there were in history, you know, in my view, religion was essentially a fraud, for want of a better way of putting it. I mean, there are a lot of bishops and so on, and people who made money not on a sound economic basis, whatever other stuff they may have come up with. And I think nowadays it's like that, only magnified to a kind of ridiculous extent. There are so many pseudo-jobs, make-work jobs, and all this kind of stuff.
Sure.
And advertising promotion.
We do have some callers. Why don't we take a call?
Can I ask how many you've got? If you're allowed to tell me. Have you got a reasonable number? The only reason I ask is so that I can time my reply.
Okay, well, we just have one right now, but as soon as we have one, then we'll have a lot more. Let's take Harley in Indiana. Harley, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you, Diana. I just wanted to comment. He mentioned Vietnam and the bombs that were dropped in Vietnam.
Yeah,
go ahead. And he thought they were dropped in the jungle, probably. Well, firsthand knowledge from me, I worked in Las Vegas, Tactical Air Command, and I worked on pilots and officers, and an officer came back from Vietnam after 100 missions flying, because that's when they were returned, after 100 missions.
Yeah.
And the dentist I worked with asked him the questions, and he always asked questions. And he goes, I know you can't really tell us, but which bomb? And the guy goes, well, you're right, I can't tell you. He goes, but I guess 3/4 of the Earth's surface is covered with water. He said, so I wouldn't be in violation of my oath to tell you that every time I dropped my bombs, I was over the water. I can't tell you what buildings were located down there, he says, because that would be a violation of my oath. And I can't tell you there was any ships around. He said, but every time I dropped my load for 100 missions, I was over the ocean.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Well, that's what they did, because that's how they discovered where the oil was.
Okay.
And that's why they dumped them in the water in the South China Sea.
Are you saying he did that for humanitarian reasons?
No.
I don't know why they did it. All I know is that's what he told me. And I wasn't too happy because I had already had friends that had been killed in Vietnam.
Yeah, but they did invade it. I mean, if you were a Vietnamese, you're perfectly entitled to defend yourself.
Absolutely. Just like we're going to be entitled to defend ourselves when the United Nations troops enter America and come out in the open, because they're here.
Yeah, well, yes, it's a uncertain future, isn't it? Hey,
yes.
Can I ask you, Harley, what did you think of my comments, my presentation? Do you think have you got any skepticism about nuclear bombs?
You mean about them being used?
About the existence of them at all?
Well, geez, you know, I really don't know. And unfortunately, I didn't really hear all of your comments because I had to go to a different phone call. You know, there is a lot of things they have out there that are false. I can tell you, too, that another officer that this man questioned, because he asked all the officers, he'd ask them questions. And he goes, what's up here what's up in Area 51? And the guy goes, he says, I can't tell you. He says, but I can tell you one thing. If the American people had any conceivable idea of the weapons and the stuff that we have up there, he said, it'd scare the hell out of them.
Yeah. You've got no further detail than that?
No, he couldn't say any more than that. You know, but I worked on all officers when I was in the military out there, stationed out there. And, people from there and where they set off the nuclear bombs and all that stuff.
I do wish people would talk more, you know. I mean, they come back and say, well, I'm not going to talk about it. So all the lessons get lost. It's,
I think they're instructed not to talk about it, but as far as these, all these bombs in the ocean, there's a committee report for Vietnam that was created in 1967, and an actual geological survey began in 1968 with two ships, explosives, and a team of geologists. Now, these explosives, perhaps in the form of mini bombs, were necessary to expose the salt dome structures, which signaled oil deposits deep under the South China Sea. And that's why all of these planes, all of these bombs were being dropped in the sea. It had nothing to do with destroying Vietnam. It was Standard Oil looking for oil deposits.
Oh, well, I think you're confusing two things. When you're looking for oil, you do have explosions on the surface, and you have sensors, you know, like microphones at varying distances away. And you can tell by the time it takes for the shockwave to get through to the thing what the structure is underneath. I don't think that a bomb just dropped at random would have the right effect.
Well, that's what the report indicated.
Well, part of the purpose of the Vietnam War is to destroy America's will to resist, make them tired of war.
Yeah, I think we're in full agreement that the official reasons are bullshit. Sorry, I keep saying that. The official reasons are not what they say. It's a pity. Holly, do me a favor and listen. Look at my website. Look at nuclize.org, and just kind of ponder it and read through it and things. It's a joint effort. There are about 20 people there. In fact, I can insert new stuff if I want to. I mean, I can edit it in. There's a bit of new stuff. It's not all frozen.
Okay, I will do that. Why don't you spell that website for me.
N-U-C-I? No, nuke. N-U-K-E-L-I-E-S.
L-I-E-S.
Nuclize.
Oh, nuclize. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, dot org.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
I will do that.
Harley, thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's take Andrea from Oklahoma. Andrea?
Yes, I just want to bring attention to this one NOVA special that was, and you can find it on YouTube. It's about the animals, the wolves of Chernobyl, and the wildlife that has absolutely is flourishing there. They show all these different wolves, moose, elk, deer. They're all just the populations are just growing. They all look normal. They don't have three eyes or four tails or anything of that nature. And in the video or the special on NOVA, which you can find on YouTube.
I've seen that video, actually. I remember
it. It just made I question that. It's like, well, will that mean that all the animals there in Japan will be fine and will flourish? And it makes you wonder.
Andrea, let me tell you, as far as to the best of my knowledge, the Fukushima thing, well, it had no radiation at all. It's not dangerous at all. There is another theory to do with all this stuff, which is to do with land clearance. You know, if you had Hiroshima bombed, it clears it, you know. They have all these wooden buildings, and I think there was a transition from a sort of samurai outlook to a kind of, you know, people in suits business outlook, and the people in suits wanted the area cleared. I think, in fact, there's another article on Nuclize about the Great Fire of London, which might have been connected with Jews moving into finance after Cromwell. You know, they had a Bank of England and stuff, new buildings then. And to clear the land, arguably, there was a fire started.
Hmm. Would you apply that also to the BP oil spill? Or to Katrina?
I don't know much about the BP oil spill. I think the impression I get... A hurricane.
Yeah, Katrina. Hurricane Katrina. We do have to take a three-minute break.
Yeah,
Andrea,
okay.
You're welcome to stay over the break. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ray West. His website is big-lies.org. Yeah, I mentioned Katrina. Would you think that was a land clearing situation?
Not really. I think it was just a hurricane. Am I missing something here?
It's probably another topic. But anyway, you mentioned that you thought that the suits in Japan really wanted to clear the land. Are you saying that they were complicit with the American military who was bombing them?
Yes, I do actually. There was the bomber. What's that famous bomber? I've forgotten his name. I've got a photo of him on the background graphic of Big Lies. But he got awarded the Grand Rose Cross or something of Japan. It's their highest honor, and for bombing. Let me just look here. It's on the Hiroshima Nagasaki thing somewhere.
Okay. Meanwhile, let me take the next caller in line, Steve in Virginia.
Yeah, come on.
Yes. Hello. Thank you.
Hi, Steve.
I didn't catch some of the earlier comments, but the gentleman is saying that Fukushima, nothing happened. And I know some of the other people we hear on the internet radio, pretty good people, they have said that, you know, it happened or it's getting worse. Is it just simply that they're getting wrong information, would you say, as far as Fukushima and the, you know, the effects that they say are happening?
You're asking me.
Yes.
In my view, it wasn't, I think it was a dump load and it had no radiation attached to it at all, and it was undangerous. And it's, you know, if you've got a dump load, you've got a few megawatts, gigawatts of current going through it, and you can get a big meltdown, which has nothing to do with radiation.
So we're just hearing, basically, this is deceptive, or we're just getting wrong information.
Yes, you're being lied to. You're being lied to. This, if you look at the stuff on Hiroshima, they don't seem to have got their story straight. There's a discussion on whether there was radiation or not. There's a section here, radiation or no radiation, which was the misinformation. There was no genetic damage in Hiroshima. So they had their stories, which were...
What about that, is it Bikini Atoll, the island Bikini. They say can't be inhabited in the Pacific due to the tests that they did, the Navy did?
I think it's out of date. I mean, if you look up these places on internet, you'll find they've got people living in them. I think that was a fake. We didn't get around to that until some time, actually. If you look at nuke lies, there's a section on bogus H-bomb and H-bomb test sites, Bikini and Marshall Islands.
Yeah. We know that, as you say, the Jews, I know that's the false Jews, the Zionists, they put out a lot of false information a lot of times, and you think that this is simply part of that, and then the chance to intimidate and such.
Yeah, I think it's basically true. Of course, there are collaborators. There are sort of fellow traveling whites that go along with it.
Right.
I think you'll find that all the companies that are supposed to monitor nuclear power stations, you know, they have special companies which are supposed to do the processing and so on. They're all Jewish run.
Right.
So I think they just have a collection of lies. I mean, I may be wrong. I'd be perfectly happy if you could get somebody to do an independent investigation.
When we speak about the globalists, it's just a curiosity I've had. Do you believe that the largest, the main percentage that makes up that group, are they of the Zionist ancestry and such? Do you believe?
I take the same view as people like, well, what I take to be the same view as people like Kevin MacDonald and a whole lot of people who have focused in on this Jewish thing, particularly, well, he's an American academic because he's interested in Jews in the USA and the way they push for immigration and, you know, things like pornography and that kind of thing, and fraud. And so I'm perfectly happy and convinced that a great deal of this stuff is Jewish, you know.
Yeah.
But you get collaborators. I mean, like the Queen in Britain, in my view, is the most useless and worthless monarch Britain's ever had. But she sort of goes along with it because, you know. You get sucked in, don't you? You get your money, you get your, you know, you get a sort of sweet talked by a Rothschild.
Do you believe that many overseas are more aware of America's problems than many Americans, you know, country?
I think that must be true. I get the impression that Russia is kind of recovering from, I take it you agree, or you're aware that there's an argument that Jews formed the USSR and ruined it, really. They killed off millions of people. But there's something similar happened in Hungary and Romania. You know,
yeah.
Hungary,
well,
for example.
Apparently, they say, Lenin, well, the Bolshevik Revolution, of course, was, they were the Zionists there, and Stalin later and such, and all those horrors that came, and, of course, many, they say, came years ago, came as they dispersed, came from the Khazar.
Many, I guess, came through
Russia at that time.
I think the Khazar idea must be true because just looking at the geography of the thing.
We do have a break. Steve, you're welcome to stay over the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Our guest today is Ray West. His website is big-lies.org. And we still have Steve on the phone who we're having a conversation. So please continue.
Yeah, thank you very much. I was going to ask, is there any scenario where we would or should be worried about the nuclear material or, say, a nuclear plant leaking? Is there any scenario where, you know, where we should be worried, would you say, to the guest?
Respect. I just don't think that they use nuclear stuff. And moreover, you know, if okay, there's no question that there are nuclear isotopes, and they do decay. But the scare relied on people not really doing the sums, you know. I mean, there was a theory that there was a thing called a cobalt bomb. I think it was invented by Hermann Kahn. You get supposedly an atom bomb surrounded by cobalt, and cobalt, there's an isotope of cobalt which has a half-life of, you know, like 15 days or something, and they thought that would drift around the world, killing off all life. But if you think about it, the amount of radiation broadcast is not that great, and it's spread over a huge area, and in any case, after 40 or 50 days, it's completely gone. I genuinely think it was a scare story, and in my view, much the same is true here, but it's impossible to be absolutely certain, and it's also very difficult to test for radiation. There's no good, if you look up technical books on testing for radiation, metrology, you know, the measurement of radiation, they miss it out, as far as I know. The ones I've got, I've looked up some old reference books to see what was accepted knowledge at the time. And if you look up things like the radiation in above the Van Allen belt, that kind of thing, they're just missing. They just don't deal with it. And yeah, you'll have a great deal of difficulty finding out how they actually test genuinely for radioactive stuff. So I'm not... Sorry.
You'd say, I'm sorry, yeah, in general, the concentrations are such that this stuff dissipates rapidly enough that it's just, it's not a factor to be concerned about.
Yes,
I'm saying when you have a radiation leak of some kind, or
well, it's described as a radiation leak, but if the hypothesis of the dump load is true, then there is no radiation. It's just a sort of pretense. You know, they have the electricity coming in, and it goes through coils and things, which look as though coils underwater, which looks like a, it looks exactly the same as a reactor would. You know, you'd get hot water generated from these coils.
Does the radiation dissipate quicker in air or in water, or land? Is there anything on that that's important to know?
You're missing the point here, that there probably isn't any radiation at all. It's just a kind
of okay.
But generally speaking, radiation is accepted to decay at a pretty constant speed. It doesn't matter what you do to it.
Okay.
So, you know, it's got a half-life, which is pretty much fixed.
Yeah.
So any it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, if you swim in it, you'd have a difficult job getting anything like a dangerous dose.
Yeah.
I mean,
those reports as far as Chernobyl, how the horrors we've heard about that, is that basically false?
I think it's just not true. If you look at the area now, as Andrea said, it's flourishing. No sign of anything wrong.
Yeah.
Now they've encased it in concrete, and now you see. That might be to keep radiation out. It might be to just make sure that nobody's going to get close to it. You know,
land control or something.
It has cleared the area. I mean, that's part of Ukraine, and there's nobody living there now, as far as I know.
Well, I appreciate your patience, your information. The geopolitical question here. In your opinion, what the new world order that we see. With these Zionists, what do you think that they want to achieve? I mean, they want their system, but what do you see there general?
It's a good question. I think they've overreached themselves, you know, because for one thing, even if they did get a world order with Jews running everything, all that's needed is for things to collapse, and you know, their power would, you know, their power is very dependent on legal constraints, isn't it? Basically, if they turn up in an area and say, you know, gee, I own this building, this plant in Russia, or I own this bit of Uganda or something, if they turn up, if the international legal system works, then they can hang on to it. But if the local people say, well, we haven't heard of you, and you know, take the next plane out, they've got a problem.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that they can enforce it worldwide. I think it's going to be chaos, really. And there's an important point about, do you remember Mordecai Vanunu? Mordecai Vanunu, he was announced. Yeah, he was the chap who supposedly announced that Israel had nuclear weapons. The reason that they chose that path was because the US is not supposed to deal with any country that hasn't signed some agreement or other. So Vanunu's role was to say that Israel had nuclear weapons, but not to be officially accepted, you know. And he was supposed to have been in solitary confinement for years, which, in my view, is a perfect cover, because nobody's going to know, are they?
Yeah.
If somebody's in solitary, I mean, he can just... He had about 6 or 7 brothers, I think. They probably all looked much the same, I'd guess. So probably that was a feature. Anyway, I think the whole Vanunu thing was a fake. I don't think Israel has nuclear weapons at all. And... of course, that makes them vulnerable. So it's quite possible there'll be some big crunch-up with... It's possible that Islam could ally with the West, for example, although I'm not enthusiastic about Islam. Well, for that matter, I'm not very enthusiastic. I mean, the West has done some pretty evil things, although often at Jewish prompting. So is that any help? I mean, I don't know.
Really? Yeah. I mean, we see all these horrible things, these invasions of these different countries, you know, for the control and their natural resources, regime change, and a lot of things on a large scale. And I guess it can be scary as we're observing these different things and other things on a smaller scale.
Can I just add something there? That another motive, which only struck me a few years ago, is the business of controlling the central bank. You know, if you control, I don't know if you know this, but North Korea does not have a bank controlled by the Rothschilds, and Iran doesn't have a bank controlled by the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
I'm told. I don't know if that's true. So their motive is probably, you know, they don't mind about Americans and Iranians and North Koreans all getting killed, so long as they end up getting their percentage of the gross national product.
Right.
Do you see what I mean? That's a good thing.
Right. Well, I believe I understood that was the case with regard to Mali and Libya. Well, Mali, I guess, to get the gold, but Libya, Gaddafi didn't have that, and he resisted that central bank system, and as others have, and so they. But how do you what do you feel is a practical way when it comes down to it? A lot of people feel we're on the verge of civil unrest and chaos, and I mean not only in this country, but what do you feel is a practical way to fight these people? Is it more on the local level?
That's a very good question. I think it has to be everything. It has to be information. You have to have people aware of these possibilities, don't you? You know, have to get away from this controlled media, because for 100 years now, ever since the First World War, people have been at the mercy of the media. They all, most British people, I think, still believe that Churchill was a great hero. Or a lot of them do.
He was the worst thing that ever happened to Britain.
Yeah. Well, he wrecked it. That's right. And so there has to be information out there. There has to be practical activity. I mean, I wouldn't be, if there's a coup or something. I don't know much about the U.S. military in everyday life, but you know that Sobrovsky thing. I think that was a fake by some military people in America. It seems to use computer-generated graphics both for the female interviewer and the chap responding. I think that's a sort of shot across their bows, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't rule out a coup, can you, really? I mean, it depends on things like... It also depends on things like paper money, you know. In Iraq, they had huge... It sounds fantastic, doesn't it? Whole pallets loaded up with whatever their local currency is, or maybe it was dollars, I don't know.
Dinar or some.
Yeah, but I mean, that's an important thing. So long as paper money is supported, is backed, then that's important. But of course, if it fails, you've got the situation in Russia with rubles, after the decline of the Tsar, you know? So it's possible there might be some. Your guess is as good as mine, really. I'm sorry to be so negative. But I do think it's important to, you see, if they've got this new threat, you know, the Samson option, they very unpleasantly threatened to, I mean, I don't know if this was official Israeli policy, but the Samson option says that, you know, if we go down, we're going to take the world with our nukes. Very nasty threat. And,
thank you. Well, I believe the fight will continue as more people become aware, and Dina's program here is one of the best ones, I believe, for informing people and by way of the different guests and such. So we appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Well, I'm pleased to be on it. So, yeah, thanks, Steve.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too, Steve. Thank you. All right, let's take Wes in Idaho. Wes, welcome to the program.
Hello, anyone out there familiar with the name Galen Windsor?
Yeah, we brought him up earlier in the program.
Really?
Yeah.
He's still around. Okay, you know then about his nuclear scam video from years ago?
Yeah, we discussed it a bit earlier.
Oh.
And he's right, he's correct about the scam aspect of it, but I don't think he's correct about the nuclear power aspect. I think he's basically, he's basically hired by the nuclear power industry to promote nuclear power. But in my opinion, nuclear power is a fake, and so he's onto a loser, really. But it needs a proper investigation, in my view.
Okay, I'm sorry I missed the first of the program, but I thought this was something that really, what he did years ago was pertained to the subject. So thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you, Wes. Yeah, I think it does. He's certainly an interesting gentleman that said some interesting things in the video that I saw.
On Nuclize, on Section 10 here, we've got a rogues and dupes thing here. People, groups, organizations with some nuclear links, you know, nuke, liars, publicists, debunkers. Some of them are honest, some of them aren't, some of them are hired. But there's a whole section on the on dupes because it's such it's important. You know, people do respect some propagandists. I mean, here's Chomsky, for example. There's one of them I've got a list of here.
Sure. There is. Now, what about the tests that were performed in Utah, Nevada, and that we hear about? And there's a group called Downwinders, and the government has paid out millions of dollars because of all of the cancer victims in those states that allegedly occurred because of all of these tests. Now, are you saying that, that probably these tests didn't occur, or that, I mean, I know people whose entire herd of sheep died as a result of some of these things that they were doing?
Yeah, the alleged tests. We've got a section on the tests, including looking at the visual evidence. You know, they have these great big fireballs, which are basically just sort of napalm explosion. I don't believe for a second they had any nuclear explosions at all in Utah. Now, if people got... I mean, there are people who get cancer. And you see, from the government point of view, it's other people's money they're paying out anyway. It doesn't really matter, does it? So either they had a good case and they'd got cancer from some other source, in my view, or they didn't have a good case, but the government paid out anyway to support the myth of nukes, you see. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I don't believe... I mean, if you go to these places, they're radioactive. If you look at the evidence, there's supposed to be stuff called trinitite. When they had the Trinity test, the sand there was supposed to have been covered, you know, converted to a kind of green crystalline stuff. And I think, and that's not shown anywhere else. And I think probably they just got some material from, there's a place in Africa that's had volcanoes, had volcanic action, which has this kind of glassy stuff. So I think it was just a fake. There's a good photo on Nuclize somewhere of Oppenheimer with the general who was supposed to have been running the Manhattan Project, and there's a sort of little thing on the ground looking like the remains of just burning old bits of old rubbish, and that's could certainly not have been left over from a huge tower which had a proper nuclear explosion on it. It's just a piece of junk. It's like a bit of prop or something. So I would say that they might have got cancer for other reasons. I don't know, but right. I don't think they would have got it from radiation. But I may be wrong.
I got was that this guy, this uncle, he was like 16 and he was helping his uncle clean up all of these dead sheep as a result of some sort of catastrophe, probably from the testing that they were doing. And years later, decades later, he got cancer.
It could be. There's another issue with sheep, which is completely different, which is a chemical thing to the sheep dips. It may be that they were deliberately poisoned to make it look as though there was there's a section on Big Eyes about organophosphate insecticides, which were investigated in Britain. They caused, I'm all but certain that they caused BSE, you know, mad cow disease.
Right.
Because there's a whole swathe of England which gets what's called warble fly. It's a fly which burrows into the hives of cattle, and it leaves holes when they exit, horrible things, you know. So they'd get this insecticide and pour it on the backs of these animals, pretty much neat, and of course they couldn't wash it off or anything. And they all got mad cow disease. And the pattern of mad cow disease is the same as the pattern of warble fly. But it was kind of covered up. They had an inquiry. It was chaired by a Jew. I've got a note in front of me here, chaired by a Jew. I went to it, in fact. I went to the inquiry, and they virtually sidelined this issue. You know, if you have an investigation, you can talk about any number of subjects. You can waste time on all kinds of things. So I'd say the Utah stuff is just more misinformation.
Okay. All righty. We have another caller, Julian from Scotland. Julian, welcome.
Hello to your guest.
Hiya. Good day.
Can you tell me if there's a difference between nuclear detonation and incendiary devices?
Well, there is a difference. Incendiary devices work in the first place. Our view is that nuclear bombs nuclear strategy is not possible for various reasons. So what you've been told is probably false. But, of course, incendiary bombs, yeah, they work. They're like napalm, aren't they?
Because of what we were told to do with Hiroshima and Nagasaki in various films, among others, like E.J. Foster, I think, who'd wrote a novel to do with an ambassador's son in Shanghai.
I'm sorry, I can't make out what you're saying.
An ambassador's son in Shanghai.
British ambassador's son in Shanghai. Yeah, what about him?
Gentlemen, we do have a quick three-minute break. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Ray West. His website is big-lies.org. And we had a caller, Julian. Julian, did you want to ask your question?
I wanted to find out, since nuclear power is so non-existent, would incendiary devices do the same effect? Like, let's say, on Germany.
Yes, well, Germany was bombed with incendiary bombs, wasn't it? I mean, Dresden is the classic example.
Yes. Apparently 90,000 tons.
Right.
Well, I think that, yeah, I think they had a, they had several runs, didn't they? They had a big bombs to take the roofs off, and then they put the incendiary bombs after it, something like that.
So yes.
Yeah.
Would they have the same effect as nuclear weapons?
Well, they would have similar effect. Yeah, if you look at the evidence about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you get a lot of stuff about burns. And in fact, there are some... I looked it up myself. There are various books on the subject, including one which I did a review of. It's a collection of essays by schoolchildren who were at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, who lived through it. And the essays were written 10 or 20 years later. I mean, for example, one of these girls said that she was 600 yards away from the epicenter, 600 yards, and she sort of heard this noise. She opened the door and she looked out, and there were all these burning houses. Now, I mean, that just is not compatible with a nuclear explosion.
No.
Okay. Yeah, if you look on nuclize.org, I'm sorry, I just don't have any time left now, really, but if you look on nuclize.org, and then look at this thing on the section on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, there are about 20 different forums, different topics, and you'll see, for example, the impossible shadows, fake ruins, that kind of thing, and the radiation problems, which don't exist, that kind of thing, false testimonies. There's also evidence that for example, the antenna couldn't have worked, and also the radius of bombing uncertainty was actually much greater than Hiroshima. With the technology at the time, they didn't even know at that time about the jet stream in the upper atmosphere. So, I mean, they couldn't even have bombed. They couldn't have got it accurate. Yeah. So there's an enormous amount of bits of evidence saying that it couldn't possibly have been nuclear. But in fact, there's a very recent one. There was a recent article in the Daily Telegraph showing a double mushroom cloud in Hiroshima. You know, it's taken from a different angle. If you look at the conventional picture of the mushroom cloud, you can see that it's in two halves, or it may have been airbrushed onto it. But if you look at this business, if you look at split Hiroshima clouds, there's a red thing. It's in proofs they were not bombed. I've put it near the top somewhere, I think.
There's a photo on the site. From what you've been saying, you agree with a lot of what President Ahmadinejad has to say about it.
I don't know much about Ahmadinejad. I've been quite impressed when I've seen him. But I mean, you just don't know if these people are phonies or not.
He says there's not a lot to do with nuclear power anymore.
All righty. Well, thank you, Julian, for calling into the program, and thank you so much, Ray, for being a guest on the program. I've really enjoyed it, and I hope we can do this again.
I hope so, too. It's very nice to speak to you. Thanks for inviting me on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.